Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
Right, we're going to start off with a fun activity for the whole family to enjoy together, provided the weather plays along, that is. Sunday will be the United Nations' first International Bicycle Day. And delighted to see that the event is going to be marked here in Cape Town, and more specifically in Khayelitsha. On the line with me is somebody dubbed Cape Town's Bicycle Mayor, Lebogang Mokoena. Lebogang, great to have you with us. Won't you start by explaining why you are Cape Town's Bicycle Mayor? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
It's
I'm actually in the
pleasure.
Middle of a class, so it might sound a bit chaotic.
Okay.
But I've been teaching mainly adults how to ride bicycles for about 3 or 4 years now, and I launched my little cycling school in Cape Town last year, and I think that's what sort of launched me as a bicycle mayor of Cape Town. I think there's a lot of attention on how, sort of teaching children how to ride, which is fantastic. But I think often for adults, it's assumed that they know how. Mm. And I've found, also based on my personal experience, that I could get to the ripe old age of 30 and not, you know, having acquired this very basic life skill. Yeah. So,
Lebogang, having got to 30 without acquiring the skill, what was it that made you decide you wanted to learn?
Partly the pressure of being a full-time student in a foreign country and not having a lot of money and realizing that getting around on a bicycle would be much cheaper. But also because I think I realize that there's so many social and environmental discussions you can have, at the center of which the bicycle features. So whether we're talking about sort of active transportation, whether we're talking about environmental sustainability, whether we're talking about how to deal with congestion in a city like Cape Town, the bicycle is at the heart of all of those conversations. And I realize that it would be difficult to contribute to those discussions if I wasn't also a utility cyclist where I live and sort of had a very first-hand experience of how to shift away from a car and how to live comfortably and well and cheaply without sort of the dominant reliance on a motor vehicle.
Fantastic. Lebogang, I can see we're going to have a longer length conversation with you in one of the other features one day about your story with bicycles. For now, we do need to tell everybody how they can join you in celebrating World Bicycle Day on Sunday. Won't you tell us what you've got planned for the day?
So for Sunday, myself, together with Open Street Cape Town, Pedal Power Association, the Bicycle Empowerment Network, and Velokaya in Khayelitsha, we'll be observing the day. And what for us, that means having a conversation with the residents of Khayelitsha about what it would take for many more of them to use the bicycle much more often. After that sort of community discussion, we're going to have two separate events. So the one will be a learn to cycle for adults who want to learn how to ride. That's what I'll be offering. And for those who can ride, we'll be doing a bike ride for about 5 or 10 kilometers in Khayelitsha, experiencing the beautiful cycle infrastructure that already exists but is often underutilized. And so if people want to come through to the EC Vivana Center in Khayelitsha, they can join us for either one of those components of the day and a free lunch. And yeah, we just want to get a cycle conversation going. And there are my students crashing into each other.
Okay, we'll let you get back to the Lebogang. We don't want any bumps and bruises blamed on Cape Talk. Thank you so much for chatting us today. And I look forward to chatting to you at greater length another time about what you're doing. It sounds fantastic. So noon until 3 p.m. on Sunday, the 3rd of June, the Isi Vivana Center in Khayelitsha is the base for activities. There's no cost to be part of it. If you are looking for more information, you'll find it on the Open Streets website, which is openstreets.org.za. Right, so Lebogang learned to ride a bicycle at age 30. My producer tells me she only learned to cycle at age 24. I think I was cycling almost before I could walk as a child. I'm interested to hear if anybody learned even later than that and wants to tell us what made them decide to start riding a bicycle much later in life than one would typically expect to do so, and how it's perhaps changed your life. Did you do it for the same reason as Lebogang, for mobility, for cost savings? Did you do it because you'd moved to somewhere like Amsterdam where everybody else was riding a bike and you wanted to too? Leave us a voice note on 072-567-1567 or give us a call on 021-446-0567. Our next pick is an exhibition of wonderful local ceramic art. It's the annual ceramics market at The Spot in Durbanville this weekend. A curated market where around 30 different ceramicists are displaying some of their artwork and selling it to those who come to view it. And on the line is one of the exhibitors from Fired Up Pottery, Rachel Kennedy. Great to have you with us, Rachel. Good afternoon. Yeah.
Hi, Pepper. This is great. Thanks for the opportunity.
It's our pleasure. Won't you tell us, for those who've never been to the ceramics market, it is an annual event. Tell us what to expect.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. It's on tomorrow in Durbanville at the Ruston Reader Gallery. It starts at 9 in the morning and it's on until 3 in the afternoon. As you said, there's about 30 curated stores, so most of us are professional ceramicists and ceramic artists. Or with our own studios. You'll recognise some of the fairly famous names we've got there. Clementina van der Volt will be there. Henny Mayer will be there. Christo Giles will be there. So we're all selling our goods. There's a wonderful exhibition inside the gallery as well, with Christo Giles and David Walters exhibiting there. And then, very excitingly, we've got two Raku demonstrations tomorrow. Shall I tell you a bit about Raku?
I was just going to say, you'll have to explain what that is, because Raku, it's a kind of firing, isn't it?
It is. It is an ancient Japanese form of firing. So the artists will bring along their ready-made pots made with a special clay that can handle the extreme ranges of temperatures. There'll be a gas kiln provided on the premises. So the pots go into the kiln. They heat up really, really quickly to about 1,000 degrees. And then they're pulled out of the kiln and then thrust into big vats of sawdust where they ignite and fire straight away. Yeah, and the flames draw the oxygen from the glazes and turn all sorts of metallic finishes and white glazes with gorgeous crackles. And then once they're burnt, literally burnt in the sawdust, they're plunged into vats of water where they steam and froth. And then they're pulled out when they're cool and burnished and brushed off and made beautiful. So it's really immediate. It's very, very exciting. And it takes quite a bit of arranging, so it doesn't happen very often. So really, people are very privileged to see tomorrow some wonderful exhibitions of the Raku firing. Yeah.
Sounds fascinating, Rachel, and thank you so much for sharing and painting that beautiful mental picture for us. I hope lots of Cape Talk listeners will go along and see it for themselves tomorrow at Ruston Frieda Gallery, which you'll find at 10 Wellington Road in Durbanville. The event is from 9 o'clock in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. And for more information, you can email info@ceramics-sa-cape.co.za. Now, earlier in the week in our entertainment segment, we gave you quite an in-depth look at the Encounters Documentary Film Festival and told you about all the wonderful films on offer this year as the event marks its 20th anniversary. We thought we'd touch base again with the festival coordinator, Tara McKenzie, to pick out a couple of the highlights for this particular weekend. So it's once again good afternoon to Tara McKenzie. And Tara, the one that's most exciting for me, and I'm sure will be for many listeners, is the world premiere of the Thuli Madonsela documentary, Whispering Truth to Power. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Just so I could correct you, it's not actually the world premiere, it's the South African premiere.
Sorry about that. Okay.
No, it's all good. All good. It was absolutely fantastic last night at our opening night when we had Mam Thuli Madonsela in the house, which was quite an honor. So that's definitely something to look out for. Definitely a must-see at the ECB Barnes Center this tonight, actually. So anyone who's in Khayelitsha, attend and it's free of charge.
Free of charge tonight at 6 o'clock. Okay, the Whispering Truth to Power is the name of the documentary, and then there is a Nando's documentary on at the Labia this evening. That sounds quite intriguing. Tara, tell us a bit more.
Okay, so basically that film is all about Nando's and the years that they've kind of done all of their political adverts, and I mean it's sold out. We have people calling nonstop. So if you do want to watch the film, you're going to have to catch it at the next meeting, which we're hoping to kind of slot into the best of the fest slot.
Okay, so sorry to send you to a documentary that's already sold out. Okay, but keep a lookout for that. Okay, what sort of highlights would you pick out for Saturday and Sunday evenings, Tara?
I would definitely pick out When Babies Don't Come by Malotelo. It is a fantastic film and talks about something that's quite important when it comes to women who can't have children. And another one to check out is The Color of Wine, which is playing at the Labia at 8:30, and Akin Amatosa will actually be there. So that'll be quite a lovely event. That's almost nearly sold out. So if you want to get anything, please go to www.webtickets.co.za and purchase your tickets immediately.
Okay. And then you did mention on Monday that there were several different Mandela-themed documentaries as part of the festival. Some of those are showing this weekend.
That is correct. Yes, that is correct. So at the V&A Cinema Novo at 3 p.m. on Saturday, there'll be Mandela. And like I said before, there's a special guest in the house. So please do come and check that person out. Mm-hmm. I won't mention who he is yet. And then there's also the Life is Wonderful, the Unsung Heroes. That's also something that's happening at the ECV Vina Center. And Sir Nick Sadlin, the director, will actually be there. And that's happening on Sunday.
Okay, Tara McKenzie, I know a very busy weekend ahead of you, so we'll let you get back to it. Thanks for those highlights for us. And just a reminder that the full schedule is listed on the Encounters website, which is encounters.co.za. So please go and start there. Take a look at which movies you want to see, where they're showing at what time across the three different venues, the ECV Vina in Khayelitsha, the Labia in Gardens, and of course the V&A Cinema Nouveau is also part of the event. Tickets cost 60 Rand a head, and they can be booked via web tickets or ticket line. Now, I confess we are a big fan of board games. When I say we collectively as a family, we spend an inordinate amount of time playing Monopoly and Cluedo and 30 Seconds and Bananagrams and that kind of thing. And right now we're obsessed with a game called Pandemic, which is great fun. But if you are somebody who loves board games, then I hope you've already discovered the Big Box Cafe in Rulant Street, because it is an absolute treasure trove. What they've managed to squeeze into a relatively small space there is a game lover's dream. The walls are lined floor to ceiling with different board games, old and new. There are tables where you can sit down and play them with each other as well. And they're marking their third anniversary this weekend with a weekend full of board game activities. On the line with us is the founder of the Big Box Cafe, Eric Preto. Lovely to have you with us again, Eric. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Kipa. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And you?
You? Very well, very well. We are quite busy at the Big Box today because it's our anniversary, but I'm very happy to talk to you.
Thank you. Well, bon anniversaire and happy third birthday to you. What have you got lined up for the weekend?
Oh, we have plenty of things. First, it's our anniversary, so we made a lot of tournaments and different surprises for our regular customers, but we are also today launching new activities because the board games is also related today to the video games world, and plenty of board games are now connected online. So we are launching today for our anniversary a video game lounge connected to the Big Box.
That's exciting.
Yeah, now when you come at the Big Box, you have one lounge, especially for board games. And next door, you have a new video game center with PlayStation, Xbox, gaming PC, arcade machine, and all the video games that are connected to the board games. So we are very excited with this new activity.
That is exciting, Eric, and I hope that the two will feed each other, that maybe the youngsters will come in to play the online version and get drawn into sitting down at the table and actually playing the old-fashioned way with the people around them and engaging on a personal level with them, which we hope will be the side effect. I know that it's free to enter the Big Box Cafe, and obviously you can shop to your heart's content. Is there any charge to take part in the gaming tournaments and activities that you've got lined up?
No, everything is free. When you come at the Big Box, you only pay for your drinks and your food, but all the games are free. So you just come, you discover the games, and if you need assistance to learn the rules, there is always a staff member to show you how it works and to explain to you the rules. It's much more easier than to read the book.
Eric,
that's our concept.
Eric Preto, thank you so much. Founder of the Big Box Cafe, which you'll find at 18 Rulant Street, just near the City Varsity campus, if you're looking for a landmark there. And please go and check them out. If you haven't been to shop in the store, it is an absolute treasure trove. And if they haven't got a game, they'll find it for you. Eric went through that process for me earlier this year when I was trying to track down this game called Pandemic that my kids are so obsessed with. And he found it for me somewhere else, brought it in, and had it ready for me to collect within a couple of days. So really great service from them. them. If you'd like to learn more about them, look for them on Facebook. Look for The Big Box Cape Town. Otherwise, you can email contact@thebigbox.co.za. I wonder what the big popular games of the moment are. Maybe you as a family are playing something that you are loving, and you want to tell us what it is, what age your kids are, that they're enjoying that game and what it is that they love about it. The one I've mentioned, Pandemic, I find particularly appealing because it is the first experience I've ever had of a collaborative game rather than a competitive one. So instead of taking each other on and trying to beat the rest of the family into submission at Monopoly, you are playing together, mapping out a strategy that, you know, that if I do this, then you can do that, and together we'll reach this mutual goal of curing the world of disease. It's quite a fascinating process to watch, and I think a lot of strategic thinking happening, and a lot of learning going on that the kids might not even realize is happening as part of the play. So if you're interested, if that sounds like your cup of tea, look out for Pandemic. There are several different versions available. And if you want to tell us what board games you enjoy, do you still like the old-fashioned ones? Are you maybe still playing on a 1970s Monopoly board? Did the money survive long enough? are there funny stories to go with the tears and chews on the side of the cards that have come there over the years? If you want to tell us what you're playing as a family, send us a voice note to 072-567-1567.
Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
Our fifth selection is for you to enjoy some local live jazz at the Zeitz Mocha this weekend, the Museum of Contemporary Art Africa, of course, located in the waterfront. On the line with me is one of their curators, Precious Mahone, to tell us what's on the menu. Precious, thanks for joining us. Good afternoon.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Won't you tell us about the concert?
So tonight is First Friday, which is something that we do every month at the museum. We're going to be having a panel discussion from 6 to 7 p.m., between Percy Mabandu, who's a music journalist, and Reza Kota, who's a jazz guitarist. And they're going to be talking about Skokian, which is a song featured in one of Penny Siopis' film, Welcome Visitors. And from 7 to 8 p.m., there's going to be a live jazz performance for everyone to enjoy.
Sounds wonderful. Is that all included in the price of your entry into the museum, or do you have to buy a separate ticket?
Yes, so because it's First Friday, museum entry between 4 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. is half price, which is 90 rand. So the event will be free with admission.
Precious Mahone, thank you so much for sharing that with us. So free admission if you pay your entry to the museum, which is half price at that later time in the day, 6 to 8 p.m. This evening at the Zeitz Museum of Contemporary Art Africa in the Silo District at the waterfront. I'm going to make it six things this weekend because I would be remiss if I didn't remind you one last time about the Wacky Wine Weekend. It starts today. I think one or two of our colleagues are already there and enjoying soaking up the atmosphere in the Robertson Wine Valley. There are still some tickets available which you can book via their website, Wacky Wine Weekend. Just follow the link through to web tickets, or go straight to web tickets webpage and look for the Wacky Wine Weekend. A reminder that there are all kinds of events linked to the different wine farms in the Robertson Valley towns, and not only wine tasting and pairing with food, etc., but lots of outdoor activities for the children to enjoy as well. So please visit wackywineweekend.com for more information.